This is VOA News. Russia hits rail and fuel targets in Ukraine far from the Eastern Front, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Russia unleashed a string of attacks on rail and fuel installations deep inside Ukraine Monday, far from the front lines of Moscow's new eastern offensive. The attacks apparently were designed to thwart resupply efforts for Ukrainian fighters. In Kharkiv, residents waded through the rubble and searched for supplies. In an interview with the Associated Press, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said more military assistance is needed from the West.
As long as Russian soldier puts a foot on Russian, on Ukrainian soil, nothing is enough.
Moscow now says its goal is to take the Donbas, the mostly Russian-speaking industrial region in eastern Ukraine. I'm Mike Gracia.
The United States will reopen its embassy in Ukraine soon, its top diplomat said on Monday after he and the U.S. Defense Secretary visited Kiev, promising more military aid and hailing its success in pushing back Russia's invasion. Both Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the fact that they were able to come to Ukraine's capital was proof of its tenacity in forcing Moscow to abandon an assault on Kiev last month. Blinken, a day later in Poland Monday, praised Ukraine's achievement, quote, in pushing back this horrific Russian aggression.
Russia is failing. Ukraine is succeeding. Russia has sought as its principal aim to totally subjugate Ukraine, to take away its sovereignty, to take away its independence. That has failed. It sought to assert the power of its military and its economy. We, of course, are seeing just the opposite.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Elon Musk has reached a deal to buy Twitter for about $44 billion, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Musk has said Twitter hasn't been living up to its potential as a platform for free speech and has promised to be more lenient, policing content. Tech analyst Dan Ives at Wedbush says this is a risky move. It's more than just about freedom of speech.
But ultimately, it's really trying to shake up social media. I mean, he feels like it's a fragmented platform. He could significantly improve it. But there's growth challenges ahead.
Ives sees changes ahead, including the possibility of Twitter becoming a subscription service. And what does more of a freedom of speech focus mean?
This is really going to be a 12, 18-month project to try to transform Twitter.
Former President Donald Trump says he has no intention of rejoining Elon Musk's Twitter, even if his account is reinstated. He was barred after last year's Capitol riot. I'm Ed Donahue.
A U.S. federal judge in Louisiana said on Monday that he intends to rule that authorities cannot immediately proceed with plans to lift pandemic restrictions that empowered U.S. agents at the Mexico border to turn back migrants without a chance to seek asylum. U.S. district judge stated his intention after hearing a case brought by 21 states against the administration of President Joe Biden. The ruling would upend a decision by the U.S. Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention to terminate the so-called Title 42 border order on May 23rd. Title 42 allows U.S. authorities to rapidly expel migrants to Mexico and other countries without the chance to seek asylum. Monday's decision is a victory for Republicans, who said ending the order would have increased illegal immigration and what they characterize as meritless asylum claims. 2 months after a trucker-led occupation of Canada's capital, police said Monday that bikers planning another anti-establishment protest would be blocked from parading their motorcycles near Parliament. Rolling Thunder Ottawa organizers say up to 1,000 motorcycles and other vehicles are expected to converge on the capital this weekend, raising concerns of a repeat of the disruptive trucker convoy protest in February. Recapping our top story, Russia hit rail and fuel targets in Ukraine far from the Eastern Front, meant to disrupt supply chains from the United States and other countries, as the U.S. says it will reopen its embassy in Ukraine soon. That comes from the top diplomat on Monday after he and the U.S. Defense Secretary visited Kiev, promising more military aid and hailing its success in pushing back Russia's invasion. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.